Galaxy Mobile.
And main KM4 and AP Mobile.
Morning.
This morning.
I'm tired.
Not recovered from Saturday yet.
Okay, I basically drove equipment, but, yeah, it was good.
Pretty done, that was the main thing.
Wife worked her tail off. She pulled limbs into the road. I run my tractor with a grapple and we had two guys cutting with pole saws, and we got her done. It looks good. It's just, man, I figured 2.5 hours, 3 hours, we'd be done at lunch. We didn't eat lunch till about 2:30.
Dude, and what you thought, huh?
Being a lot more than I thought.
I've done that, thinking it was going to take, 30 minutes, an hour maybe. Wind up being 3.
Actually, we came back, ate lunch about 2:30, and then I took a shower and went back out and grappled up a little bit more brush, finished that up, come on back home. I was about through for the day.
Didn't overdo it and get too fatigued from it. There you got facing you.
I got a busy day today.
No problem getting parts.
Things, yes, we are. Others, not so bad.
Any signs of improvement?
I don't think so. I was talking to a trailer manufacturer the other day, and, you know, they can't get parts to build trailers. And it's just, it's spotty, you know. Just talking to different people, they're having trouble getting materials to build things. I ordered a welder, and they're having to build them as they get orders. They don't have any built up, you know, they don't have any sitting around.
This one's in the book.
Good deal. How was your morning?
Norm. Didn't have any issues, which I'm glad. So, I guess it would fall under a good run. Saw a video yesterday on Ken Rollins how to make blueberry and cream cheese fried pies.
But a new one?
If it was new one or not, he said people were wanting the recipe for it. He had made them on another video when he was cooking something else, and he finally made just a video for it.
And cream cheese pies.
Good. He fried them up in the Dutch oven. Of course, he used it over, he cooked it over gas. He didn't use the coals. Now, he did bake some using the coals.
I'm gonna have to try that because, you know, we got blueberries coming out of ears.
And blueberries. He used a big can of blueberries and a whole stick of cream cheese. And he made the dough part out of sourdough mix. And it looked good.
I'm watching that one.
Get to a little bit of Dutch oven cooking this past weekend, but it didn't work out.
I think there were 13 total up the Sunday after church for a big meal. And so we had company all afternoon till about 6:30. So we didn't get a chance to do much.
How bad is? Look at that fire pit kit that I got.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I like that.
About it is you can fold it up, put it in the carry bag you come with it, and take it camping with you if you go camping.
It looks convenient. I'd like to have one. I got grandkids' birthdays rolling in now. But I've got it kind of pinned out to where I get some money, I might get me one. Or I could put that in as a Christmas request.
Do it as a Christmas request. Today's my twin boy's birthday. They turned 45 today. Sort of making me feel old.
Oh, well, happy birthday to them both.
Talking to Harold now in a little bit, hopefully. No, I'm on. So he's taking the day off. He told me he wasn't going to work today. Today's his birthday, and he's going to stay home.
Yeah, we give employees off for the birthday.
Brother's one that works immigration. They got moved over to SLED. And he was planning on taking the day off. They told him to take the day off because of his birthday. But they still in transition, so he don't want to miss nothing.
Edible. What you got? You guys going to get together?
Down in Charleston, but I don't know if we're going to get with Darrell or not. It all depends on what time he gets home from Columbia.
Staying down there in Charleston?
Down there in Charleston, they got a apartment that they are staying in, a condo, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I don't know. Was he driving back and forth, or he's always stayed down there?
Another company's throwing him a bone, and they want him to start up a company down there for them and get them started in the rail yard and try and get some warehouses. If he takes him up on his offer, he'll be making some big jack.
Are you hearing any rumors about the supply chain down there?
Truck parts and stuff, they just like me is up here, hard to get.
And holding together.
So good, he hadn't had nothing major you were along with. He had to put some shocks on it. And a universal joint. I think that's about it.
Did he ever paint that hood?
Co-op.
I was going to have some painting done on my pickup truck, but I don't know anywhere's doing that.
Highly recommend Joe Abercrombie over in Central. His daddy taught him from the knee up how to do it. He does good work. He's real picky.
Text me his number and I'll give him a call, see what it costs to paint that pickup truck. I'm not going to change colors. It'll be the same color. And that way I can save me up some money to get it done.
And then the number to you now in a little bit. Yard. So I'm going to go in and see what Mama's up to and feed the cat and feed Daisy. Pet on them a little bit. And get me a cup of coffee. So you be careful going in. Have a good day, and hopefully catch you in the morning. So KM4NAP, sending 73 your way.
Hey, friend. Enjoy your coffee and all of your animals there. Tell Carol I said hello, and you have a fantastic day. Get you some rest, and hopefully we'll talk to you Wednesday morning. KK4NXC, and we'll be on the side here.
Enjoy your coffee, KO4CS.
Good, how'd your weekend go?
Did a whole lot of nothing besides the birthday party and the entertainment. How'd the tree fell in its weekend go?
It, I had two guys cutting. I ran my tractor with the grapple on it and piled everything into a big burn pile. And my wife and another guy's wife, they pulled all the limbs out onto the road so I could get them. And we ran till about 2:30, from 9 to about 2:30. We took lunch at 2:30, and then I went back and got a few more things that were laid off in the ditch with the tractor, and we called it a day.
Pretty warm day to be doing that.
Yeah, it ended up. It started out real nice, but that sun come out just directly on you. My wife, man, she worked her tail off, and so did my neighbors. Wife, those girls, those are the ones that had the heavy duty work, yanking all that stuff out into the road.
Me and my oldest son, we ended up trying to go fishing yesterday. Man, it was warm. Golly, I mean, in the shade it wasn't too bad, but that fish wasn't biting on nothing anyway. Over off of Blaylock, so I called him up and asked him if I could go down there. So we ended up over there. That way we had our own little dock and everything.
Fishing around that dock,
and even the brim was just looking a worm. They'd nibble on it a little bit, they'd snatch it off, and then it was all over with.
Go down the size hook.
All I told my son, if he caught something smaller in his hand, it didn't count.
Well, they just love catching stuff. It don't matter how big it is.
I told him I wasn't going to let him school me if he caught a bunch of small bream the whole time.
He's good eat.
I've never really caught any good size. I mean, I'm sure I have, but nothing I know you throw in a pan.
I was in high school, and we lived right near an island called Fixiola Island. And this guy took us in this boat back off into some canals, and we caught brim bigger than your hand. I mean, I'd never seen brim that big. These things were huge. And, of course, he ended up taking them to eat. At that point in time, I wasn't interested in it, but those were some big brim, and I've never seen brim that size. We were just out in a canal. I mean, a lot of times, no tree. As far as I know, there were no trees down or anything. He just threw a honey hole on those two.
Good. I don't know that I've seen them too big. Although it was weird because, like I said, nobody else can fish down here. It's right off of my buddy's property. And you can see around some tree limbs that he had laying in the ground or, you know, out there in the water. And where they were, I don't know if it was, where they spawned their fish, because each fish would be like patrolling like a little indention in the mud, and that's where they would stay. Even if I throw a worm out there, man, they wouldn't even go for it. They wouldn't do nothing, because I was going to try to jerk one of them big ones out, but they wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, they call those brim beds, and they'll sit there and guard those beds.
I printed it from my worm, but they wouldn't even look at it. And it was about going fishing, not really catching a bunch.
Did catching anything with me, I just like getting out.
Look at that. Just relax. And I think we spent about an hour and a half out there, so it was just, just throwing something out there, see if you can catch anything. Finally found me a good resource for my Morse code stuff. I've been on before, but I didn't know that he had these files, but it's called Morris Ninja, and Like you, he's got all kinds, but you can pick your speeds. I pick like 20 words a minute, and then he's got all these files. You can either watch them on YouTube or you can download them. And like he'll do the alphabet, and he'll give the sound at 20 words a minute, and then he'll say what it is, and then he'll give the sound again. So you get to listen to it multiple times, because I figured something like that, I could ride down the road and actually listen to it, call out what it is and see if I'm right, and that way I'm getting the sounds down on top of it just while I'm riding down the road. I've listened to it before bed and everything else now.
Fantastic. That sounds like an incredible hill.
It's been good so far. I got in the car with my son yesterday and I started playing. He's like, what is that? I'm like, that's my Morris Coast.
Take him long at all to catch on to that.
Probably not. We went to the Ham Fest in Waynesville, and a couple guys were like, yeah, you play music, you know, asked him if he played music. Like, Morse code's just like listening to music or playing music, and I was like, you know, they're probably right, not that he would pick up on that, but I think my youngest may be interested. He shows an interest in it, but.
Ham Nation has got Morse code set to music.
A lot of different methods, and that's definitely one of them. Tent camping this weekend. And it's either going to be between Kings Mountain and Caesar's Head. We'll probably just stay close by. But Caesar's Head or Kings Mountain, it might be at least cool enough to, or it won't be too hot. You know, this weekend wasn't bad. It just wasn't, it was warm and, you know, not in the shade. So it might be about time to go tent camping for a little bit.
Enjoyed that.
Dude, I'm ready to get in there. Just toss up between us. Do we go to Myrtle Beach and stay in a camper or go stay in a tent?
What you looking at?
Well, Mondays is always busy. We do our 6S stuff then. And so we get special visitors that come out to the line and make sure everything's where it's supposed to be and all that good stuff. And Mondays is always an exciting day. Plus, get the payroll and everything else done.
Supervise a line, or are you in a little bit higher management than that?
Floor supervisors. I'd be the first, I guess, tier of management, as you call it. Plenty higher, though, because, you know, like my boss man, he's on call 24/7 basically, so I like being able to take a little bit of time off. KO4CEF.
Pulled up on a wreck, and I'm not sure exactly what happened. I mean, they got, good grief, they got 15 police cars out here, and at least four fire trucks, and several ambulances, but I can tell you this, there's nothing left of that vehicle. I mean, it looks like a high-speed chase gone bad, what it looks like.
Good. They got that much equipment out there. I'm sure it's definitely not good.
I'm on Whitehorse Road. It's not like you would be going that fast on this road to do that kind of damage. I'm just wondering, since there's so many police out here, if they weren't already chasing somebody.
No, but I will find out. I think one of my guys that run my glazing sale robot, his daughter works for Greenville County. Well, she works for, I think it's Highway Patrol, but she's specifically in Greenville County.
In Highway Patrol there.
And then we can find out what happened on Whitehorse Road.
KN4GFW Mobile.
Good morning, guys.
Been right in front of Walmart there.
Ask me on Tuesday or Wednesday whenever you're back on the road.
Again?
No place to just slide under the radar day.
Life about having everybody up for like a Dutch oven cook up at the house if you guys are up for it.
Oh yeah, sounds good. Fortunately Susan's been working just during the days.
interested in that.
About to get a weekend when everybody's free and just come up like on a Saturday and probably make about a 5-6 hour deal of it.
Yep. I'm not off this Saturday. I can try to swap it around with one of my counterparts. But, yeah, let me know. I'm going to go ahead and sign off, say 7-3 to y'all. I need to get this antenna off top of this car, so hope y'all have a great day. Be safe on the road, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning, Ken, and maybe Wednesday morning. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
7-3's to you. Enjoy your day. Be safe. KK4NXC.
7-3's, Andrew. Have a good day. KN4TFW.
Weekend.
Mike.